All right. Thanks for tuning in to Hopeful All Radio Show. It's your host, Riz, coming to you live once again, 6:30 p.m. Well, we're back at it again. Hopefully, everybody had a blessed day. You know, God, you still got through it all. Now, chill, friend, if you choose to, then that's fine. If you don't, then that's fine. But it's always best to be civil and cordial and respectful. Now, I know some people may not want to be civil and respectful, but, you know, like, I just always resort back to how God, how Jesus was and how he was treated. I mean, through all his backlashes, through all his, I mean, through everything he went through, he was always still just so peaceful, so calm, and so respectful. And, you know, and he always said that, well, they know not what they do. So I just use that on my everyday life as I go along. Because that's one thing I know, you know, I mean, nobody's perfect, and I'm surely not perfect, and I'm pretty sure, you're not pretty sure, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, you know what I mean? I'm still making mistakes, and I still ask God to forgive me for my mistakes. So that's why I can sit before you today and speak on what I'm speaking. Because that's one thing about us. We don't always have to prove that we're right and someone else is wrong. And, you know, just being able to hold your head up high with a clear conscience and a peace of mind is all the truth that you need to move forward. And that's the truth. That's the honest to God truth, because that's how I feel and that's how I operate. And, you know, that's one thing about, I mean, God will work. That's one thing about it. God will work the rest out in his timing. Everything takes time sometimes. Nothing is overnight. So, you know, you just got to give people some space sometimes. That's one thing I do know. When people are hurting, they tend to hurt people because they're hurting. And that's just simply a fact. And, I mean, you get nowhere by hurting someone else when you're speaking with the tongue, especially, you know, because that doesn't solve anything. It just, all you're trying to do is just hurt the other person. And that's not right. And as Christians, you know, we're supposed to show love and we're supposed to show people how it's supposed to be done. And, you know, sometimes you might come across someone who just cuss you out. You don't have to resort to their lower standards. You don't have to resort to, you know, going down to their, lowering your stand, lowering down. Lord Jesus, I'm getting twisted up. Lord God, my mouth, God, my tongue. You do not have to resort to their standards of, you know, them cussing you out and you resorting back to a response to them. Just ignore it. Keep it moving. That's why you don't, that's probably one of the reasons why you don't need to be associating yourself with them, because if they're nasty like that to you after y'all are not associates anymore, then what's the purpose? I mean, what's the purpose of being, you know, their associate in the first place? You have to associate yourself with people of like mind. So if you do not operate like that, or, you know, then you shouldn't associate yourself with that type of person. But I just had to definitely get that off my chest. Y'all probably like, oh, she probably going through something. And you know what? To be honest, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm just taking a high road with the situation and letting it go, because at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason, and sometimes people, they only think about their own needs and don't see what's going on in the other person's life, or they might see what's going on in the other person's life but just don't care because they're only worried about what they want. And, you know, sometimes we go above and beyond for associates or our friends, but, you know, it comes a time when you have to think logic over your heart. I know your heart might be in it and wants to do these certain things for your associates or your friends, But at the same time, you got to be logical, especially when God has blessed you with something. And in order for you to maintain or whatever the case may be, you can't just squander it away, because how is he going to trust you with, say, $1 million if you can't even hold on to the, you know what I mean, the money that he did give you, or the house or the car or the job or whatever it may be. So it's just about being responsible and doing the right things and not trying to, you know, appease the people. The one person that you should be trying to appease to is God, because at the end of the day, he's the one that sits high and looks low, and he's the one that blesses us. He's the only one that can judge us. That's one thing. People, they're going to talk about you. They can slander your name, but don't pay that any mind, because at the end of the day, that's your haters. Just let your haters motivate you, fuel you to the next level, and leave them right where they're at. Because why would you associate yourself with somebody who, you know, uses their tongue to talk against you? Understand? So, you know, just be mindful of who you associate yourself with, because it's very, very, very important. And just like they say, we're clothing, okay? So definitely got to be careful, because you do have some good people, you know what I mean? And you just don't really, truly, truly know them until you get, you know, deep down into them. So sometimes, and that doesn't mean they're a totally, totally bad person. No, not at all. It's just that y'all might not just be eye to eye on certain things, but at the same time, you got to let God do his work, and he'll do the rest. God will work it out in his time, point blank. Blank, 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 blank. He'll work it out in his time. But please, don't hurt someone just because you're hurting. That never solves the situation. It just makes the things worse when it don't need to be, you know? So, you know, just got to try to handle things the way you feel as though God will handle them, not your own. Now, when you start leaning to your own stuff, that's when we got a problem. But we're going to move right on along. Definitely want to talk about 2017 and 2017 being different. Because even for me, I don't have New Year's resolutions, but at the same time, I write a lot. So I have a lot of different things that I aspired to do in 2016 that did not come through, that did not work out. But at the same time, it was because I was not putting the work in. And that's another thing. If you want to accomplish something, you have to put the work in and allow God to do the rest, because he's the one that can open these doors for you. But at the same time, in order for him to do anything for you, you have to do what he asks you to do for him. So everybody has a purpose that's birthed inside of them. And you have to use your gifts and talents that God gave you in order to do his will. So, you know, if you do his will and you wrap what you want around, God will give you your heart's desires with no problem. It's all about worshiping him and executing what you want to do, what you need to do. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, 2016 was, I know other people, you know, 2016 was hard, it was rough. Trust me, I definitely understand, because Lord knows I've definitely been there. I have definitely been there. But you have to, okay, you made it through 2016. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, be careful what you hear, because faith comes by hearing. So we gotta be careful. Romans 10, that's Romans 10, chapter 17. And no matter what you went through in 2016, you made it through. You still have breath in your lungs to breathe. You still living, and when I mean you're still living, you still got a car to drive in. And even if you don't, you still got legs to walk and catch the bus, because I've been there before too. I've been there with my children with no car, but I was still determined to get to work and to do what I had to do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everybody has been through different situations. Everyone is different. It just depends on what you're going through. But either way, you still have to thank God, because you still made it through. You're still able to change your situation also. So God woke us up. We got to remember, God woke us up this morning, because he still has a plan for us, good plan. So, you know, just take the time out to start making changes. Pretty much, you got to take the time out to start making changes. Don't complain about your situation. Make the changes that need to be made. Make the changes that need to be made. It's very, very important. You know, even if you weren't satisfied with 2016, what you going to do about it? You got to do something. So, I mean, stop complaining and start making changes. It's time to execute. Got to worship Christ and execute what needs to be done.
I had to leave them alone, and when I left them alone, God started to bless. And, you know,
God just started to bless me. He brought certain people into my life to connect me, so to connect me with the right people in order for me to become spiritually inclined, aligned with Him. It was just an amazing everything. But to say that sometimes, Pat, even in order for God to do His will, in order for you to do God's will. And, you know, sometimes it's like that, but just, you don't have to just let them know, you're on a different path, you're walking a different path, and that's what it was. So I'm thankful that I still have, good friends. I don't have any friends, but I have a lot of associates that God's been amazing. That's all I can say. It's been amazing. Doing what you have to do, sometimes you have to leave certain people alone in order to get in line with God. Because He wants you totally surrender yourself unto Him. So in order for you to do that, sometimes you're going to have to get that extra chatter out of your ear. And you even have some people when you're trying to do different things, they might be like, oh, well, that's the thing. They might remove certain people from your life. And it's crazy sometimes how it goes down, but that's how it goes down. And you know what? I definitely think that, that might have been my situation, because it was a lot of hindrance going on. Because it's not time for me to be able to, travel and go do this. I need to be sitting still and getting my life in order when it comes to, doing His will. Because this outreach ministry is going to take a lot of hard work, and God is going to be connecting me to a lot of different people. So, like He already is. Something says, like, He already is. Right? In His voice, and He already is. So that's why I say you have to just be careful, be cautious. When you have a vision and you have a dream, you stick to what you have. You make sure you start writing out. You should have a big vision board, or you should have papers all over your walls with different things that you're going to do or different ideas. You have to start jotting every single thing down that you want or that you're going to do or that has to be done or that needs to be done. Whatever it is, write it down. This is the year of 2017, the year of fulfillment. It's time to go from good to great, okay? And that's exactly what it is. Good to great, 2017, the year of fulfillment. It's time to get it. So all my go-getters, go get it, okay? All right, now, I want to hear these success stories. I want y'all to call in and tell me how it's going. Let me know what you're doing. If you need a connection with something, I will link you up to my Facebook, because I have a lot of influential females and males that are on there that are there to assist you, that even with cleaning your credit up, and even if you have your entrepreneur and you have a business, I have a young female on there. Her name is Kiara Solomon. When I tell you, this young lady is amazing, she's amazing. Her website is Fix Your Crown. Oh, my gosh, she's totally amazing. I mean, she's been helping me with getting my website ground. So that's what I said. It'll be popping soon. By this month, I will have my website, and therefore we can actually interact and connect with one another. And I'll be so glad to see all of you. And I know you're probably like, oh, yes, I want to see the face that goes with the voice. No worries. It's coming. I'm a little shy, camera shy, but that's all right. I got to step outside of my box. I've already stepped outside of my box because I'm doing a radio show. So, God is already putting me in His own direction. Because I would have never thought this would be my direction. But when you're doing God's will, you never know. He'll throw you solely to the left when you try to go to the right. So, that's all right. As long as He's doing His will, it don't even matter. So, just take some time to think things through and be realistic about your goals. Got to be realistic about your goals. And hopefully this encouraged someone. I find myself sometimes not being able to cover the bills that were coming in or overdue. But God is a faithful. He is faithful. If you're willing to put forth the effort and ask God for a strategy, He will It's not a permanent situation. It's only temporary. Okay? It's only temporary. Change is not easy. It's not easy. Trust me when I say change is not easy. Okay? Oh, my goodness. When I say it's not easy, it ain't easy. You're going to lose some people along the way, and they're not going to like losing you. They're going to talk about you and be like, oh, yeah, she changed, and this, that, third. Of course you change. You change for the good. Not for the bad, but for the good, because you're allowing God to use you. So that's why I said you cannot let your haters, you know, stop you from peace, and let your haters give you that fire under your buttock. When I say buttock, I mean your butt. Your fire under your buttock in order for you to propel on to the next level. But change is not easy, but it is possible if you're willing to do the work. It surely is possible. Anybody can change. You have to want to change. You have to want to do it, you know, because, I mean, you can't keep going in the same direction and you're not getting anywhere. That should tell you, time for a change. So, if it's, you know what I mean, that should let you know it's time for a change. So if Satan ain't working, hello, time for you to go worship God. God loves sinners now. Oh, my goodness, he loves sinners, because sinners are the ones who have the best testimony. How can you teach and preach to someone if you've never been through anything? You know what I'm saying? You can't learn from someone who's never been through what you're going through or hasn't went through anything, for that matter. So that's why I say it's definitely, definitely important for you to evaluate your situation, and if you don't like it, change it. Don't complain about it. Change it. Straight up. Just change it. So, you know, hopefully, you know, this encourages somebody and lights up behind to, you know, just make that change and do what you got to do. 2017, this is the year of fulfillment, okay? We have to be in unity as we have to be in unity with one another and unity with God for this to be the year of fulfillment. And even when it comes to Trump's presidency, I know he's about to be, the inauguration is going to be on the 20th of January. When I say as a nation, we have to come together and pray, okay? Prayer is a mighty, mighty, mighty thing, okay? We got to pray for this Trump presidency, because we have a lot of people. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of people that are positioned, that Trump put in position to do different things. So what could go... I've seen a post on Facebook. I think it was like, "What could go wrong under Trump's presidency," or something like that. Now they were talking about, you know, ExxonMobil leading State Department, Goldman Sachs leading Treasury, Fast Food leading Labor, ANCA Attorney General, the King of Bankruptcy at Commerce, Public Education, Enemy Education, WWE Wrestling at Small Business Administration, Climate Change Denier at EPA, Mitch McConnell's wife at Transportation. And this is the funny part. And it says, and a Twitter addicted reality TV show president with zero relevant experience. Granted, all of that, but pray for them. Pray for them all, because God is the only one that can deceit into their heart and their mind, people. You can say all you want to say, oh, Trump this and Trump that and Trump this. We are not the ones to judge. Only God can judge us. Some people, you might can dislike what somebody says or say, you know, they're not experienced. Granted, that is a fact. But at the same time, don't judge a person. I mean, if that's the case, then y'all should have been running for president, or if that's the case, if you didn't like who was running. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge, though. We can't do that. The right thing to do is just to pray. Pray for the man. Pray for his entire cabinet, because we're going to need prayer. You know what I mean? They have a national prayer breakfast, right? But they took it out of the school. That work there don't make no sense.
want to have a national prayer breakfast, but you take prayer out of school. In the school district that my children are in, if they even wear a T-shirt or say they're going to say their prayers or whatever, they can't talk about it. They get in trouble. Like I told them, God is the creator. Will not like what I have to say because you won't be in trouble anymore. Because I'm going to let them pray. I'm going to be straightforward. That's all I can do, and be straightforward with them and let them know. Not as somebody is going to offend someone else if they're Muslim or if they're whatever. At the end of the day, everybody gets down on their knees to pray. They might be praying to a different God, but they still do the same thing. They get down on their knees in a form of worship. Okay? Good. All right, now. So, when it comes to Trump's presidency, pray for the man. Pray for him. Pray for his entire cabinet. Just pray as a nation. That's all I need. Just pray as a nation, you know? And that's one thing you got to remember. Satan will try to do so many different things and come in so many different forms, but you got to remember, as long as you're in line with God, God is going to block it. You know what I mean? And that's one thing. You ain't got to sweat it. Because when the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around and make it for good, okay? But don't even sweat it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying prayed up. And everything will be all right. And we got to use wisdom, people. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom may look like weakness. Wisdom may look like weakness, but it's not. That's why I tell my kids sometimes, you know what I mean? People might take you for a punk, but that's not being a punk. That's through the wisdom. You got to teach these kids how to maneuver in situations when situations start to get a little sticky. So, you know, when people assume you don't know, when people assume you don't know because you haven't spoken on it, when they assume you're incompetent because you're patient and waiting your turn to light, when people assume you can't defend a point and you just don't argue with them, when you can be in the presence of your enemy because you realize who really has the power, okay? When you operate in wisdom, there will be many moments you will appear to be at a disadvantage. But don't fret. Sooner or later, wisdom always wins. So, do I need to say that again for you? When people assume you don't know because you haven't spoken on it, that's number one. You're incompetent because you're patient and waiting your turn. That's number two. When they assume you're passive because you're simply trying to be polite, that's number three. When they assume you defend a point and you don't judge them with, when they assume you, when they assume you can't defend a point and you don't want to argue with food, that's number four. When you can be in the presence of your enemies because you realize who really has the power, that's number five, okay? And that's why I say, when you operate in wisdom, there will be many moments you will appear to be at a disadvantage. But please don't fret. Sooner or later, wisdom always wins. Always, always, always. So we just got to keep on keeping on and can't let them haters get you down. Because they will try to take you out. I'm trying to tell you, they will definitely try to act like wisdom and knowledge because people are definitely destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. And just remember, the Bible says that love isn't just in words. It's all about action. Love is best seen in actions, and in most cases, it's to be defined with what we do in our compassion and commitment to those around us, regardless of the object virtue. Now, that's in 1 John
everything I say is a quote from the Bible, I'm going to back it up from the scripture. So I came from certain scriptures this evening, and the first one was 1 John chapter 4, verses 19, which speaks about love. Because our children need to know this. I mean, everybody needs to know this. People can say they love you, and their actions is totally different, you know? I mean, even for me, myself, I use this on a daily basis when it comes to people who claim they love me. I'm like, your actions tell me something different, sweetie. Shoot. So you got to be careful. And Romans chapter 10, verses 17, which speaks about you hear because faith comes by hearing. And also, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, which speaks on faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So hopefully this will encourage and motivate someone to, you know, get up and just go out there and just do what you got to do. Because we're all supposed to be fruitful and blessed in, you know, we're all highly favored, but we have to do the work. We have to worship God, and we have to do the work. That is so with our heart's desire, and we haven't done any work for him. That's not going to work. That doesn't work. Not at all. It doesn't work. So, you know, until you value yourself, you won't value. Until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it. Let me repeat that. Until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it. And that is a quote that I so love. That comes from M. Scott Kuwila so much. Well, with that said, I am going to close out the show for this evening, so please tune in tomorrow, same time, 6:30 p.m., and I hope you enjoyed, and just now, continue to trust in God, and please pray for our president-elect and this president of our nation, okay? So, you know, some of our prayers have to be selfish, but so we can't keep just praying for ourselves. We've got to pray for other people. It's definitely important. Definitely important. So I pray. I even pray for my enemies. I pray for the people who don't like me, okay? And it's a lot of people who don't like me. But, you know, it's all because I just speak my mind, and that's all I can do is speak my mind. So you, I don't know you, but I'm just going to pray for whoever is listening to my broadcast. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and God bless you. I love you. All right, thanks for tuning in. I hope